I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Radio. If you think about states known for distilled spirits such as bourbon and whiskey, you might think about Kentucky or Tennessee. But Michigan is becoming home to its own distilleries. It's being driven in part by a growing interest in craft cocktails. The first thing you're likely to notice in these craft cocktail bars is all the fruit and jars of herbs such as mint and rosemary. You're not going to find pre-mixed bottles of corn syrup-laden sweet and sour here. It's all about real aromas and flavors. Right now, there are a half dozen or so craft cocktail bars, mostly in southeastern Michigan. One of them is The Last Word, where we talked with manager Robin Schultz. He says they're always looking for new spirits to give their drinks some more depth, more interest, and some of them are being made here in Michigan.
We have the Knickerbocker from New Holland, Journeyman Distillery just opened up recently. We have their gin. We also have stuff out of the distillery in Ferndale now. So we are trying to bring in a lot of the Michigan products that are coming out of the market.
That fits for these speakeasy-like cocktail bars looking for variety. Since Prohibition, most liquor has kind of been the same. Tammy Coxon is with Tammy's Tastings. She teaches cocktail classes in Ann Arbor.
Before Prohibition, there were hundreds of distillers all making unique products. And after Prohibition and what that did to the distilling industry in the U.S., all that production has been concentrated in a very small number of distillers who are making basically variations on the same thing.
And with the cocktail movement growing and taste changing,
people have started to embrace those more assertive flavors that aren't just candy covering up alcohol. And really want to appreciate the craft of fine distilling and fine cocktails.
For people who are tired of cotton candy-flavored vodka and the bartenders who are becoming artisans of their craft, that's some good news. And a major university here in Michigan is helping. The Artisan Distilled Program Research Facility is a public-private operation run by Michigan State University. Chris Berglund started this as a one-still operation making brandy 17 years ago, and now it's a state-of-the-art research facility.
We're the only university in the United States that has access to a commercial license.
Which means not just research, it can produce distilled spirits.
So we do a lot of work with people when they're developing their products long before they have their licenses. So we work with a lot of startups like that.
Which is great for distillers like J.P. Jerome. He's with the Detroit City Distillery, which will be opening at the Eastern Market in early 2014. But they're making Michigan whiskey right now.
We're just about to put it in these barrels. And the wheat and the barley we got direct from a local farmer. And so we're trying to go very local with our ingredients and go farm to bottle.
Jerome says this program and its experts are a huge advantage for distillers. Ari Sussman at the MSU Distillery used to be a bartender involved in this craft cocktail movement.
I actually spent a long time looking in culinary historical libraries like the Clements Library in Ann Arbor and reading about spirits that no longer exist. And as a bartender, that's frustrating. So I figured the best way of making these spirits available would be to make them.
Back at The Last Word, Robin Schultz says it's been great for this new cocktail renaissance.
For a bartender to see all these distilleries opening up, it's really exciting because there's going to be a lot of new ideas, a lot of new flavors to the market. And then as a bartender, then we get to be creative and try and mix a drink with that.
And I don't know about you, but that's something I can toast.
To new spirits in Michigan.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
With Michigan Radio News, I'm Lester Graham. By the way, the MSU Artisan Distilled Program Research Facility is opening a tasting room this summer. It's called Red Cedar Spirits. It'll serve spirits and educate the public about the developing industry.